Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Stork. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke 1, 39 through 56. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Baby Jesus was not even born yet. He's barely been conceived in the womb of Mary, and he is already being recognized by another unborn baby. The unborn baby, John, son of Zechariah and Elizabeth, had no way of knowing what happened to Mary. But by the power and working of the Holy Spirit and the word of God, even in the womb, he recognizes and confesses Jesus. And John's faith is expressed in joy. He doesn't just kick. He leaped for joy in Elizabeth's womb. Even before his birth, John is pointing us to Christ that we would see, hear, believe, and rejoice. We too only recognize Jesus Christ by faith. We can't explain how a virgin can conceive and bear a child. We can't say why we are so blessed that our Lord should come to us, except that it is by his grace. For we too have been called by the Holy Spirit through the gospel and sustained by him. So rejoice. But why me? Why should I rejoice? Why should God visit me? Why indeed? Why should God consider us at all? Oh, who am I that for my sake, my Lord should take frail flesh and die? By grace. By grace God has provided for your life and for your salvation. He has sent his only Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. That is what God has done. And it is enough for last year, for next year, and today. So rejoice and sing. Your Savior is here for you. Amen. Eternal God, We commit to your mercy and forgiveness the year now ending, and commend to your blessing and love the times yet to come. In the new year, abide among us with your Holy Spirit, that we may always trust in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.